The Russian President Vladimir Putin says Turkey will regret shooting down a Russian warplane near the Syrian, quote, more than once. Putin accused Ankara of complicity with the terrorists. He stressed that it's a grave mistake to assume Moscow's reaction will be limited to the current trade sanctions. Millions of people from around the globe are descending on the holy city of Karbala in Iraq to commemorate Arba'in. The occasion marks 40 days after the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, the third Shia imam. The ceremonies are taking place amid heavy troop deployment to ensure security. U.S. police say they have identified the two suspects involved in a mass shooting in the state of California. Both suspects were killed in a car chase. Police also said that another man has been arrested. 14 people were killed in the incident. Britain has carried out its first air strikes against Daesh positions in Syria after its parliament's approval. British warplanes flew from their base in Cyprus just hours after the vote. Meanwhile, anti-war protesters say those who voted for further UK intervention in Syria's conflict are accused of endangering innocent civilian lives. Israeli forces have killed another Palestinian following an alleged stabbing attack in the occupied West Bank. According to Israeli sources, the man was shot after attacking a soldier north of Jerusalem al-Quds. At least 110 Palestinians have been killed in the recent upsurge in violence across the Palestinian territories. Public services have been paralyzed in Greece on Thursday after union workers staged a general strike. They were protesting a social security overhaul that may cut their pensions by half. This is the second such walkout in less than a month. Athens is trying to save money to repay a third EU bailout.